Kentuckians would no longer vote for governor during odd-numbered years under a bill that has unanimously passed out of a legislative committee in Frankfort. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says Kentucky is one of the few states in the nation that still holds elections in odd-numbered years.
Odd-year elections generally have low voter turnout because contests for president, U.S. Senate, and Congress aren't on the ballot. Latonia Republican Senator Chris McDaniel says that moving the elections would save county governments about $10.5 million per election cycle.
It does not do anything but increase voter participation in the election and save money.
The proposal would go into effect after the 2023 election and make the first even-numbered election take place in 2028. That would put Kentucky gubernatorial election years in line with presidential ones. The practice of holding elections in odd-numbered years dates back to the 1850 Kentucky Constitution. Some election experts argue that by separating local and federal elections, Democrats were able to keep power in Kentucky long after the state started voting for Republicans at the federal level. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.